Because the prophetic mold that you're about to be put in this morning, not that you're a prophet, but you're prophetical. That you're going to begin to speak out of your mouth prophetical words over your life. And they're going to have to come to pass. You've been held back in the pew, but you need to be released. This morning, you're going to be released that the prophetic voice can come out of your mouth. Insight going to be given you from the scriptures that going to take you to another level and depth in the spirit. Regular religion trains. We're getting off all religious trains this morning. That you know you can do it yourself. The same power in me is in you. I'm here just to train the power. So if I train the power in you and you still constantly 100% dependent on me, you're going to miss it. And that's what religion been doing, because the apostle and the prophet was not there to train the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. So therefore, we just have regular church. The apostolic going to be activated in every person on the sound of my voice. You're going to speak prophetic word out of your mouth from this day forward. And they're going to come to pass. If you don't know you can speak them, you're not going to speak them. So prophetic activation, Jerry Dean, in every believer that listening this morning online around the world, prophetic activation going to be released in you today. And when I get about, I'll give you the subject, what prophetical activation will cause to happen in your life. And so here it is. Everybody about to move. You hear me, John? You hear me, young lady? You hear me, Yvonne? Everybody up in here about to move this morning. Matter of fact, I'll say it simpler, then I'm going to let them sing that song because I want you to pay attention to that song. Your life that been in a bag about to break out. Other words. Listen to me now.
Yes, sir.
Power you've been packing is about to be released. I'm so excited as a prophet of God. I'm so excited you're going to be a prophetic, it's going to be a prophetic service. But I'm so excited the things that I've seen and the things I've heard to say to you this morning.
Go ahead.
Father, thank you so much for the preparation that the intercessors have made and the praisers have made. And now it's time for your word. Preparation been made, prayer been prayed, and the heavens been opened, and these children have praised you properly. Manifest yourself in the heart of every man, every woman, under the sound of my voice, whatever they need to take care of, show them how to take care of it. Reveal the next step in all our lives. We got to make another step. Show us how to make that step. Shine the light on that step and give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding that we will not live like a criminal, but we're free. Every man, every woman under the sound of my voice, those who traveled to be here this morning, those online, let that answer be given. Let that change be made. Let that increase begin to flow in their lives spiritually. We're thankful that the Holy Spirit is here. We thank you that the angels are here to help us to move in a realm that has been hidden, Lord, for thousands of years, a realm for the body of Christ to walk in, to release, for individuals to know how much power you, oh my, power you have put on the inside of them. We're going to crucify these old religious spirits that have been holding us at a certain level. Our level breakings will take place this morning. Men, women, girls, and boys will see. Oh, my goodness. We'll see your glory and see your story and we'll see who they are. They are far above the world. And they will experience time with you far above any entertainment. No entertainment will be able to take the place of the power and the glory and the grace that you're going to release in this house this morning. I mean, all those worldly things look like nothing. We're going to put the devil on his knees this morning. We're going to crush him under our foot this morning, because he's been holding us back, and religion's been holding us back, and tradition been holding us back. But this morning we declare freedom in every area of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You ready to write?
Yes, sir.
You really want to write what I'm about to say. Because I'm about to introduce it to you, and I don't know how many months it's going to take me to get it in you. But it's a whole new area of the power of God. Breaking all limitations in your life. By opening prophetic activation in you. Breaking. Not waiting on somebody else to break it.
Come on. Come on.
You're going to start breaking it yourself.
Yes, sir.
The prophecy, watch what I say now. The prophecy going to come out of your mouth. Breaking all limitations in your life by opening, and I got to go over and over it, prophetic activation in your life. Turn to Ephesians 4. See, this cannot be done unless you're properly taught. Turn to Ephesians 4:11. Let's look at that again, because promotion is in this house. It's not just the prophet. It's not just the apostle. It's not just the prophet. It's not just the evangelist. It's not just the pastor. It's not just the teacher. The assignment is given to the whole body of Christ. So you have to know, you listening? That you are anointed yourself to take care of any problem that arises in your life. You don't have to call nobody. All you have to do, listen to what I'm going to say the way you remember it. All you have to do is take the phone off the hook on the inside. Oh, man, that's a good one. Take the phone off the hook. You've been had the phone on the hook looking at somebody else. Make the call yourself. Make the statement yourself. Activating the prophetic. You better write that down. Activating the prophetic that is in you. Did you hear that, young man? See, you got prophetic. You're a child of God. You got prophetic power on the inside of you. If you pay attention to what God's saying on the inside, he's going to have you to speak it to the outside. And he going to answer you just like he would answer Jesus. Oh. Lord, have mercy. He's going to answer you just like he will respect the Holy Ghost. Because it's the Holy Ghost and Jesus speaking through you. See, religiously and traditionally, you have not known this. All you know, you can pray and read the Bible. But you got prophetic attributes on the inside of you because you're a child of God. Breaking all limits. You hear what I'm saying, what the Holy Ghost told me to do. Breaking all, you about to get rid of all limitation. You about to prophesy yourself out of all limitation. The Holy Spirit, God going to activate that in you this morning. In other words, you supposed to have the power of a prophet. Yes. Satan don't want you to know that. Activating the prophetic in you. Good God. Ooh, my. This can't happen. See, look in Ephesians 4. And then in the 11th verse, he tells us about the fivefold ministry gifts. Their assignment is to put their abilities in you. Not to keep you running to them. So you have the ability of an apostle on the inside of you. You have the ability of a prophet on the inside of you. You have the ability of a pastor on the inside of you. You have the ability of a teacher on the inside of you. You have the ability of an evangelist on the inside of you. Sam power, Sam God, Sam glory, Sam strength. Sam, oh, my man. And what the prophet and the apostle and the reading of pastors couldn't do it because the apostle and prophet wasn't activating them. You've heard the Bible say, stir up the gift that's in you. So this morning we're going to concentrate on activating the prophetic that is in the believer. Y'all don't want to talk to me up and yet in the morning. You girl, you Christian? That little girl right there. You Christian? Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? You got it on the inside of you. See, you sit there, you're looking at me. You say, I come to church. No. Apostle about to stir something up in you. See, I want to use her just to get everybody else activated. We up in here this morning for something. Online, thousands of people online. This is about to be spread all over the world. You have a prophetic voice. Tell the person next to you. Tell them you got a prophetic voice. Tell them it's time to use it. Come on, y'all. It's going to get powerful in here now. The prophetic about to hit this place. Y'all ain't cut up enough. You about to shut down all your limitations. You're going to shut them down yourself. God's going to reveal to you how to shut down all limitation in your life this morning. Yes, sir. Nightclub's not going to bother you because you're going to be too high. You'll see how weak and how, it don't wash nothing. Because you're on another level. To go to a nightclub, you're going to come down to another level. You're going to come down because you're up there. You see, this is nothing. This is disrespect for God. And I can't go down there. Something about to rise in you this morning. You're going to cut Satan out. Cut him down. Shut him up. Sit down. Apostle, you telling me that you about to teach me how to make all limitation lead me this morning, act to right, and you going to do it. You going to do it at your house. You speak prophetically, every demon around your house gonna run and leave because they know your authority. The blood, the cross, Jesus. Now, sit down. What y'all stand up for? And verse 11. I'm trying to read the verse, but what if you would believe that all limitation about to leave? Can you get the reality of that? Can you see the power that's about to be released on your life? I don't want to go to a little subject yet this morning. I want you to understand that this is real. God told me to tell you. He's going to train you, then that all limitation going to leave you. You're going to be living an unlimited life. In every area, you're going to prophesy unlimitedness. You're going to prophesy to yourself. Get up and start prophesying and say, this is what's going to happen. This is not going to happen. This is where I'm going. Nobody going to block me. Nothing going to stop me. I'm just trying to explain what I'm preaching. I want you to understand that we're not functioning in religion this morning. We're functioning in revelation. So you got to open more to hear what God's saying to you. So you can leave here doing it. I don't want no good sermon this morning. We ain't talking about no good sermon. We're talking about an impartation. What did I say, Jenny? An impartation. The prophetic coming on the inside of me that I may prophesy over my life, over my situation, over my children, over my marriage, over my family, over my job, over my business. They give some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers to put all five of them in us. Once they get in us, the next verse says, for the perfecting of the saint. For the work, see that? Of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Listen, verse 13, listen. Tell some of us. Come. In the unity of the faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God. Second man. Unto a perfect man, three. Unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ. Four things happening. Verse 14. You wake up in the morning and you prophesy, I ain't going down. I'm not going to let nobody rob me of my joy, my peace. I prophesied this is going to be a peaceful day. I don't care what come up. I'm sending myself. I don't have to call an apostle. I don't have to call a prophet. I got prophesying abilities on the inside of me. Your tossing days are over. Look at that voice. Look at the 14th voice. I received your seed. I enjoyed your song. You did a good job. Yeah, I received. That we henceforth, come on, children, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Look at somebody, tell them
it's over.
Tell them, I'm not going through all this hell no more. Tell them, I'm not. What? What? No, y'all ain't saying nothing. Tell somebody, I ain't going through this hell no more. I'm a heaven child. I ain't no hell child. I don't have to wait till I get to heaven to live in heaven. I'm going to start living in heaven right now. You hear me, son? You hear me? You hear me, son? You hear me, son? You're saying what you're saying here, prophetically, I'm about to take my life over. is nothing this world or the devil come up with I can't change. And I'm not praying all day about it. I ain't got time to pray all day. I'm going to deal with it. Some of y'all don't have no idea what I'm talking about. But that's okay. We got the Holy Spirit. You see, that's all about. He's going to talk with you about this. We on a prophetic assignment. What? Say it out your mouth. I'm on a prophetic. First of all, over my life. Then everything around me. And everybody I could help. The main thing the Holy Spirit telling me right now, the Holy Spirit don't want you to ever be helpless again. No matter what it looked like, no matter who coming against you, you'll never be helpless again. You always going to rise up in your prophetic activation and get in your right position and stand in the glory of God. Verse 14. This is going to stop that. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive us. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. Now look at verse 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by what that every joint supply. You got to supply according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Sit down. Get ready. It's time to turn on the goodness of God. I am decreeing that from this day forward, I will live in the goodness of God. The goodness of God gonna come out of me day and night, early and late. I'm always gonna be living in the goodness of God. Because I'm going to prophesy the goodness of God over my life. Look at Psalm 2:7. Job 22:28. Psalm 2:7. Anybody been fell out back there? Hallelujah. I will declare the decree the Lord have said unto me. I will declare the decree that the Lord, come on, yeah, that the Lord have said, you hear me, God? The Lord have said to me. She is more powerful when something spoke to you personally. It's all right coming from somebody else, but when the Lord speaks to you personally, I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. So I want you to be looking for a prophetic word. Now, when you prophesy, there's no decision to be made. It has to come out like you say it. Because God backed it up. Jesus backed it up. The Holy Spirit backed it up. Grace backed it up. Glory. You got so much divine power functioning because you spoke. Tell somebody you got to say it. What you hear from God, you got to say it. Job 22:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Now, I'm going to tell you something this morning you don't know. I hope you catch it. Decree mean decide. Decree and decide are synonymous. When your prophetic activation is on, it's already decided. It's not a decision somebody going to make. It's already made. Decree and decide mean the same thing. Yes, so when you're decreeing, you're deciding. Yeah. When you're decreeing, the decision is already made. No matter what's saying to your left, what's saying to your right, what's saying behind you, what's saying over your head, is already made. You got to come down. Whatever it is, whatever blocking it, whatever trying to stop it. Come on, pull your religious head off here this morning. I pull that religious head off you this morning. God trying to bring you somewhere else. There's a resurrection going on in your life. If you just listen, you got it on the inside. You're a Christian, you got it on the inside of you. Listen. Listen to lunch. See, I'm leaving this church this morning. I'm leaving bold. I'm leaving here blessed. Such a man get out of hand and say, wait a minute, I got something to say about this. Such a way looking like you get out of hand, wait a minute. I'll be right back. I got something to say about this. That's how powerful you are. The words out of your mouth is packing God. Packing Jesus. Listen to me. The words come out of your mouth packing the Holy Ghost. Because on the inside, they live on the inside of you. God talking through you. See, God talked to you to talk through you. See, God don't want it to just come out of his mouth. He wanted to come out of your mouth. Some simple words, but I'm going to say them this morning, and I'm going to say them that you'll be able to say the same thing. I have the abilities of God on the inside of me. I can activate the abilities of God with the words that come out of my mouth. From this morning forward, I want you to know that you have the divine right to serve supernatural subpoenas on this word and Satan in this world. Supernatural subpoenas mean that you got a subpoena from the high court coming through my mouth, coming out of my heart on every situation. I prophesied this morning I'll never lose another battle. Boy, that's powerful, man. That is so powerful. I'll never lose another. See, you got to do it. You're sitting around here talking about I love God. So, show God you love him. Let him be God in you. I want you to prophesy over whatever you're dealing with right now. You get rid of it right in this service right now. Just prophesy over it. Oh, my goodness, man. You're so powerful. You're activating the prophetic that is in the believer. You're activating the prophetic that is in you. You don't have to be a prophet. But you got prophetic prophecies on the inside of you. Thou shalt also decide a thing. I hear the Holy Ghost and I want you to make a decision. I hear Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I hear Jesus say, won't you make a decision about that situation? Why you keep letting that situation go on? Make a decision. I'm coming out of this. Why would you let Satan steal your joy? You ain't got no joy. You don't have to have $1 million to have joy. You have prophetic abilities on the inside of you. Start prophesying to that situation. Where do you think I'll never be broke another day in my life come from? Ain't nobody was saying that. It's prophetically rolled up in me. And I was bold enough to say it. God have said something to you. You scared to say it. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt also decree a thing. You decide a thing. And it shall be established. What? And while it's being established, the light gonna shine upon thy way. Can you see that? Sit down. I am designed by God to wear a decreeing anointing, knowing that you are a believer, decreer, and receiver. I'm a believer, I'm a decreer, and I'm a receiver. That's how you're going to take all limitations off of your life by activating the prophetic that is in you, the decrees that are in you, the decision that's already made that are in you. You are anointed with decision. You are anointed with blessing. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm not a beggar, borrower, or being blocked. And then the Lord told me to tell you, says, tell them stop, let me off this religious train that I may function in my Father's plan. Let me off this religious train that I may function in my Father's plan. The Father got great plan for you. You hear me? Ooh, Lord, you talking about some, God got some plan for you. But he got to get you out the jungle. He got to get you out of the religion. He got to get you to know that you can stand up. He's saying something to you. You're smothering some things God's saying to you because you think somebody else got to say it. And he's talking personally to you. Let me give you a few words what this means. Well, what this means? What does this whole thing mean? It means from this day forward, you're going to function in divine encouragement. It means from this day forward, you're going to function in divine comfort. Thank you so much. It means from this day forward, you're going to function in divine build-up. It means from this day forward, why are you listening? You're going to function in divine confirmation. Not just information, but confirmation. Are you hearing me? It means from this day forward, you're going to function in divine strength. Hallelujah. Divine strength going to be coming out of your mouth. It means that you're about to have divine impartation in your life coming out of you. You're going to divinely impart some things out of your mouth in your life. In other words, you're going to begin, oh my, thank you. You're going to begin to prophesy over your own life. You're going to become a prophet over your own life. That's what Ephesians 4:11 talking about. We're supposed to put it in you, and you're supposed to start prophesying yourself. What? You're supposed to start operating in the apostolic government yourself. Whether you know it or not, these first 35, 40 minutes, you have grown like never before in your life. You put in a position this morning. Some of y'all just sitting there looking at me. You have no idea what's happening to you up in here this morning. You're being released. You're being set free. You're being put in a position where you can dominate. Dominate life. Life not going to dominate you no more. You're going to dominate life and dominate in life by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Word of God. By the power of revelation. By the power of inspiration. You are not going to answer questions the same way. You always going to have something to say. Wait a minute. I got something to say for this. I got something to say. This is my life. You ain't going to be talking over me. Let me say something. Satan control over your life, over your family, is over. Hold up, I got something to say. Hold up. I won't say something yet. Hold up. I got something stirring on the inside of me. Let me speak this out for you. No, I ain't praying. I'm saying. I ain't got time to pray right now. I'm going to speak over this thing. I'm going to let God come out of me. I'm going to let Jesus come out of me. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit come out of me. I got something to say. I've come here this morning and got rid of all limitation in my life. I wish you could hear me. Help them, Holy Ghost. Let it get jumped. Sick them, Holy Ghost. Get this thing, man. You activated the prophetic that's on the inside of you. You prophesying over your life every day. You doing it.
Come on.
You saying what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. The Bible says God watches over his word to perform. My word will not return to me. It will accomplish whatever I send it out to do. And I'm sending it through you. You see, before this, we were inviting the devil. He come with a thought. And we invite him. But now we're going to tear it down. You see, as soon as you hear it, that's not from God, and I'm not receiving it, take your hand off my body. Take your hand off my mind. My conscience is going to bear witness with Romans 9:1. Look at Romans 9:1. Romans 9:1. My conscience is going to bear witness with the Holy Ghost. My conscience, the conscience. Not my spirit, my conscience. My mind. My imagination going to bear witness with the Holy Ghost. I'm a Holy Ghost thinker. Now I want you to look at somebody and tell them this. If you listen to me, tell them hell over. You better tell somebody that. Because I'm break the hell out of your life. When heaven come in, hell got to move. When heaven come in, hell can't stay where heaven is. And you got heaven on the inside of you, and you're activating that heaven right now. When you're going through something, I hear the Holy Ghost say, what the heaven you going to do? What the heaven you going to do? What, how you going to handle this? Releasing this prophetic activation in a child of God, there's a strong, that's another word I want to give you. Release. I want to add another word to it, relief. This morning, you can lay all your burden down. And you lay it down by saying what God's saying to you on the inside. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm blessed in the city and in the field. Nay, in all these things, I'm, oh Lord, I'm more than a conqueror. These will not be rehearsed voice no more. Satan is so afraid of you right now. Because his only out, Satan only out in your life is for you not to understand who you are. And then he act like he's more powerful than you. But Bible said, behold, I give you power to tread on a serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy and do you no harm. You see, what we got to realize, come on, let me, what we got to realize is it's not so much going to heaven, but heaven is on the inside of me right now. Say it. Heaven is on the inside of me right now. All the abilities, all the power, all the revelation, all the wisdom, all the understanding, all the strength, all the glory, all the grace is on the inside of me right now because I accepted Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost activities are running through me right now because I permitted God to let me preach this message. The Holy Ghost is shouting on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost said, now I'm going to be able to do what I'm supposed to do. She ready. He ready to turn me loose. Listen, powerful words. I want you to start listening. Powerful words are going to start flowing through you. Sam. Right, sit down. I'm going to go about 14 more minutes. Write the word renew. Add that to to the list of words. I want you to add another one. Refresh. There's a refreshing. Heal. Delivered. Not being delivered, delivered. You delivered already. Everything that's saying you're not delivered, you got to talk to it and tell it you lying to me and you're going to leave here now. I'm delivered now. I'm delivered in Jesus Christ. Stop being so sad. Eat the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. Stop being so sad. Stop and eat some fruit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance. Eat it. It belongs to you. It's a dish. It's a dish that God has made for you. All right. I'm going to come back to all these words. I'm giving you. I got 21. One of the functioning of the prophetic activation is this fact. You listening? I'm already delivered. Stop trying to be delivered. Operate from the fact that I'm already delivered and you trying to deceive me to think that you're stronger than me. But greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. This I've been in the church days are over. I've been to church don't mean nothing. You got to get something while you're at church. And this morning I turn all y'all into prophets. Prophesying. The prophetic is on the inside of you. Activate it. Deliver, illuminate, enlighten, direct, expose, warn, convict, correct, bless, quicken, restore. Now I'm going to go over that whole list because I'm going to be teaching from it. Encourage, confront, build up, confirm, strengthen, impart. Now you're doing all this. Release, renew, refresh, heal, deliver, illuminate, enlighten, direct, expose, warn, convict, correct, bless, quicken, restore. Tell three people, I'm leaving you delivered this morning. Tell three more people, I'm leaving you prophesying this morning. Give me a song, my friend. Give me a song. Give me a song. I'm going to close. That's enough. That's enough. I got more, but I can't get you no more right now. That's enough right there. I'm so happy for you. You're not just a regular person. You're a child of the living God. You got power on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Yeah, give me a song. I'm going to close. That's about all you can take. I can't give you too much. I think I might have given you a little too much this morning. You just got. Say this with me. Activated. The prophetic.
The prophetic.
That is in
me.